Now it's official. Okay. Fine. So we're going to actually backtrack a shtickle. We're going to go to the Gemara Chaf Gimel and Aleph. We're going to discuss the Isser of Schora by Maicholos Asuros. It's an interesting Isser. It's like one of these like not so well known Isser, and that of course should be very relevant on a daily basis. Like, I don't know, daily basis, but for sure someone who's in the business world, it should definitely be very relevant. So let's see what the Gemara says. Ah, Vahari Shrotzim. So the Gemara's trying to give cases. The Gemara's trying to give questions. So you see the word Lo Yachel is written by this Isser, and yet it's not Asur Bahana. That's the Gemara's what it's trying to do. Ask questions on Chizkia and Riavo. Fine. Shrotzim, the Rachmana Amr Sheketu Lo Yachel. Right? Kadosh Baruch Hu said that you're not allowed to eat Shrotzim. And also, all the Rashba points out, it's also by all other Isurim. It says also you can't eat Dvarim Tmeim, you can't eat Nevela, all these, you know, Nevela is already earlier, but all the Behemoth Tmeos, you're not allowed to eat. I think Mara chose Shrotzim just as an example. Utnan, Sari Chaya, V'ofos, V'dogim, Shinizdamnu Lahem, Minin Tmeim. Mutarin Lamofra. Oh. Yet, you're allowed to sell Shrotzim and such Isurim. Such Dvarim Asurim, Lenachrim. Right? So if you're allowed to sell it, obviously it's Mutar Bahana. Because if you can sell something, that means you can get enough from it. If you get enough from it, it's Mutar Bahana. So how could you say, Rabbi Chizkiah and Rabbi Yavo, that it's not Asur, but that Lo Yachel means Asur enough? No. Shani Hasan Domer, Kro Lachem, Shalachem Yehei. It should be Shalachem Yehei, meaning that that it should be for you. You're allowed to get enough from it. Lachem, it should be yours. Yihachi Afilu Chatchila Nami. Well, if it's yours and if you get enough from it, it should be like everything else in the world. That what we know, let's say there's an Isser to eat to Truma, but you're allowed to get enough from Truma Tahura. Or, yeah, I don't know, there's an Isser of all the other Isser that we talked about. There's an Isser of there we go, Geranusha, or the Isser of Eber Menachai. Eber Menachai, it's only Asr Be'achila, it's not Asr Be'hana. So you can get enough from it. L'chatchila. So why over here is it only if you nizdam nulo, if you ready, you chanced upon it. I'm not sure what that means yet. We'll discuss what it means nizdam nulo, but it means that it's only the bedieved situation. It landed on your lap, so you have it, but you can't go out and get it. Why not? Shani hacha damer kra yu b'hava yasin yuhu. So because the Torah says b'hava yasin yuhu, it should be. It should be b'havayas iser. It should continue being the iser. Fine. So what's this drasha? B'havayas and yehu. So the Tosas Rush over here has two possibilities how to learn this. Right. The first one's in Rabbi Avoh. The second one he says you have to say for Chizkiah. He says the first one you could say that there already was an iser. The Torah told you Lo Yachel, which means an Isser Hana. The Torah took it out of an Isser Hana, and it said it's Mutar Bahana, it's a Lachem. Then the word says, have a Yasin Yehu, which is still be in that Isser. Meaning that Isser that I told you originally, that Isser does apply. Where? On a Lechila level. Right? So you learn basically the Isser Hana of Lo Yachel applies just only lechatchila, but the avid doesn't apply, right? Once only you can't go out and get it, but if it chances upon you, if you get it somehow, then it's mutter to sell. Okay, so he says mamish the iser hana, which the Torah said mitchila, that's not totally there; it's only there on a lechatchila level. Okay, the second day, it's not 2 days; it's just two, you know, mahalchin in the Tosas Rosh. So mahalch is that. The word Havaya means a new Isser. It should be a new Havaya, a new Isser. Now, what do you see according to the first Mahalach in Tosas Rush? The second Mahalach is not Mefurish either way. You don't have to say it argues on this. You can say whatever you want in the second Mahalach. But in the first Mahalech, what do you, lechor, do you see clearly? Lechor, you see that it's the Isra Anah on a lechatchila level. Right? That's lechor what he says. He says that which the Torah says, lo yachel, that's true on a lechatchila level. So I have a question for you. Well, we know, and just I'm skipping Kilu to the end, and then we'll come back to the beginning. But I'll tell you the end first. The Shulchan Aruch paskins, and this is about all the basically all the postgame paskin, that it's usher to sell lechatchila, meaning you can't do schor with it. It's called schor meichel asur, meaning that you can't go to, let's say you want, you're not allowed to get do schor, you can't do business with nevelos, trefos, shkatzim, ramasim, pig, etc. Meaning, you, let's say you want to open a store for pork, a pork store. You can't go open a pork store, right? I mean, you can't go and get buy pork, sell pork. You know, you can't do that. It's a business that is usher for you to be in. Chol Gishonim is usher derisa usher derbanan. Most Rishonim seem to actually say it's derisa, whatever. It's a valid Chol Gishonim. It's usher derisa usher derbanan. But either way, so you might be over on usher derisa. You're for sure over on usher derbanan if you open a pork store. Fine. But if someone's father has a bunch of pork and he dies, and then the son inherits all of that pork, he can now sell it. That's mutter. But to lechatchila go open a pork store and go out and get the pork, that is awesome. Fine. Now, again, the reason that's very obviously lachol maisa is because lechora, you know, you have to get into questions of stocks and this and that, whatever. But you know, we're not getting there. Fine. So now the following question: can you use pork for another hana lechatchila? Meaning, you want to go buy pork in order to smell it. Oh, pork smells geschmack, let's say, hypothetically, I have no idea. But let's say pork smells geschmack. You want to go and have pork all around your house with the aroma. Oh, geschmack. Can you do that lechatchila? Or, let's say back in the day, I think they would make, they would make let's say soap out of you know these things. Let's, maybe no, don't necessarily kasich kashtia, but you know, let's say you want to go make a pigskin. I mean, a football out of pigskin, whatever it is. So well, that might not be where the chila of the pigskin. Either way, you know what I'm saying. You want to lechatchila get another hana, not selling a different hana out of pork and such things. Is that mutter or aser? Says so. Pashup shah in the postkin, the Shulchan Aruch, the Rishach, Pashup shah in basically all postkin say no. That's mutter. Mutter lechatchila. It's only an iser schora. Okay. Now the Torah Tumim already. Torah Tumim on this pasuk by Sheketu lo yachel. So already points this out. He says it doesn't make sense to him. The Gemara seems like it should be an iser lechatchila of hana. What's the raya? There's a Yerushalmi that basically says that. The Yerushalmi basically says that it's an Isser Hana lechatchila. The Gra happens to change the Girsa and say it's an Isser Schora lechatchila. Meaning he changed the Girsa from Hana to Schora, because we talk a Paskin that it's only Asser in business, not Asser in all Hanos. But that's the Gra's Magia on the Yerushalmi, but the words of the Yerushalmi in front of us say Hana. The Yerushonim who brought it here, I think Tosfos Rush himself brings it in on our sugya. He brings it with the Lashon Hana, meaning definitely Lashon Hana, very strong chance was there, at least in the Yerushonim's Gemara. Also, Tosfos Rush, we pointed out in this sugya, and that's not just Tosfos Rush, I think it's also another one in the Bali Tosfos, say that is basically based off the Isra Hana. And there are a few riyas. The Targum Yonasan on that pasuk learns that you're not allowed to get hana. Right? He says the word hana. So, in fact, the Torah Tumima, he says, I don't understand. I would have said that it should be usher in all hanos, lechatchila. Not just usher b'schura. You can't, lechatchila, go buy pig or buy a nevela, buy whatever it is, in order to get hana from it. Not just not to make a business out of it. So why do the poskim write it's only usher the schura? That's his he's bothered by that. He says, "Enoch Nami, the poskim are against me," but to me, the whole thing seems very shver. The chorus should be aser be hana. Taka, the Bach is the only, I think, posik that made it to Shulchan Aruch who said such a thing. But the Bach Taka says in the Bedas HaRush that you can be cholik on this Pshat in the Rush completely. The Shach already is very upset at this Pshat in the Rush. It's not Pshat in the Rush. But the Bach says, as Pshat in the Rush, this Pshat, in Chanami, it's Asher B'chol HaNos. Kachkas of the Bach. Now, again, all the poskim were basically against this. But Kachkas, so basically the Torah Tamima thinks it should be true, just from the Lashonos in Chazal. The Bach says it, L'maisa, in a Rush. And there's a Metzia that we found that the Rashba in Shuva also sounds like this. And there's a Rashba in Shuva, and whatever, Dvar Shmuel over here also is medayik that in the Rashba in Shuva. That's us b'chula knows l'chatchila, but the Taka, it's, okay, so we'll get back. No, actually, we'll explain right now. So the Rashba, what's shot in that? So at first glance, you would say, very pasha. It's an iser l'chatchila to get hana, right? This cheftza really is an iser hana to some degree. Just, okay, but the Eved, if you get up at the Eved, you're allowed to get hana from it. But to some degree, it stands as an Isra Hana, even though it's only Isra Achila. It's an Isra Achila, even with the Avid. It's an Isra Hana, L'chatchila. The Rashba, however, is not quite as, you know, geshmak as that. The Rashba has a much more technical reason. The Rashba thinks that this Isra is only Midir Abanan. Isra Atu Achila. He says it's only a Gzer Midir Abanan. Atu, that you might come to eat it. So he says, if you are dealing with this Michael Sasuros, right, you have pig, you own a pig store, and you're constantly dealing pig, you might come to eat the pig. Or if you're, so the core corner of that understanding, it also makes sense as extension to all a nose. Basically, if you have pork around, it's only to smell, but you might come to eat it. Once it's a Gzer Atu, you can hear, it's much more mistaber, that it applies to all a nose. Because the point is, you can't wheel and deal in this in order, because you might come to eat it.
Tosas has a different sheet. Is this dependent upon the sheet in Tosas whether or not it's only for Achila or whether for other purposes also? Is that the same thing in Tosas
so.
Here?
I don't think we'll get there hopefully soon, but I don't think so. Because the Pashto had most Rishonim is on this. This is, but that's how I understand the Torah Tumimah is bothered by this. Bach says it lahalacha in the Rush. The Rashba says it lahalacha. The Rashba's reason, however, is because it's a Gzera Atu. That's what we did until now. Now let's try to answer the Torah Tumimah's question. I hope to get the Tosas, but just to, you know. But, so, try to answer the Torah Tumimah's question. The Chorah Torah Tumimah has a good point. The Rush, I mean, Tosas Rush over here says, Hana, it's coming off of this or Hana. Yerushalmi says Hana. Agav, to be honest, the Torah Kohanim, what is it? Yeah, Torah Kohanim, yeah. It says chora, it doesn't say hana. So I'm saying if you want, like, you know, a medrash to hang your hat on, so that's a good one. But lemaisa, you know, that's not, also not mukhrech, it's not hana, it just means it says chora, shkayach. But the chora is a kakasha. It says hana, why is it mutter b'hana? So let's try to ask another question. Tosis' question. Let's see Tosis. V'im tomar. That's the question, that's what I'm going to try to work on, explaining this, why it's only in a sechor if it's in a sechor hanah. Okay, v'im tomar, im kein, once it's asr l'chatchila, to get hanah, meaning, whatever, you can't sell a isr echil l'chatchila.
Wait, I want to ask you a question.
Yes.
We have many examples of Isurei Hana,
yeah.
And yet, I mean, we have many examples of things that are Mutar B'Hana, and we don't make Gzera, you might come to eat it.
Oh, very
so why
good.
Is this any different?
You ask a question on Chazal, not on me, right? So
we mean on Chazal.
Mean
who are the Chazal?
The Rashba said this. You ask a question on Rashba, right? The Chazal according to the Rashba, that's what you ask.
Wait.
There's not a question for me, I just quote the Rashba for you, right?
Let's be sure, what did the Rashba say?
The Rashba said the following. The Rashba was asked, furs.
Does the Rashba say black and white that you're
talk,
not... That I just want
to talk about that.
I want to clarify, I want to be very clear. Does the Rashba clarify black and white that...
You know what? Baruch Hashem, you brought a Rashba with you. We will hear it straight from the... It's not that. I don't know. So they, in the Kovetz Aros, Kovetz Beforshim here, they have a likud of the Rashba's. Baruch Hashem, we can hear it straight from the Rashba's mouth. All right, the Rashba, in case you don't believe me, it's in Shas Chuvis, Chilik Aleph, Simon, Tov Pei Tes. Also, this is not my diak, this is Dvar Shmuel's diak. Ayin Sham, Tim Sanachas. Here's the Shaila. Shalta, Masha Shaninu Masechas Shviyas, Ein Osin Schora, Lo Benevelis, Lo Betreifis, Lo Beshkatsin, Lo Bermasim. You can't do Schora. Vishaninu Od Sham. Sidei Chayav Ofos, Vidagin, Shinis Damnu Lehem, Minim Tmeim. Mutter Lamachra, Nabi Huda Omer Afmi, Shinimna Lo, Lefidago, Vavachlot, Heim Nasubakach, Vacham Osrim, right? It's only Aser, Lechachina Beyavid, Vim Kane, Eich, Yesh, Lanu Heter, Lil Vosh Oros. How are you allowed to wear fur, whatever, varvanim, vadovim, that's why I said fur, because I think like dovim or fur, vashualim, v'eich osim schor behem, why is that how we wear leather jackets?
Right, yeah.
That's his kasha, right?
Yeah.
Tshuva, kol ha'oros mutter lasos pen schora. It's mutter. Why? V'lovo shosan. It's mutter to do schora and to wear the jackets. Shelo asru ela mashu nechal. B'chol masha omid la'achila. Only that which is omid la'achila is asr. But the question is that even if hypothetically, okay, you can't wear food.
That's
right?
His answer.
No, right.
That's his answer.
One second, let me just talk.
Yeah.
But if you could wear food.
Wear food?
Okay, you can't wear food. I'm saying hypothetically, if you can get another
hanah, jacket's not edible. But if you're edible, then you cannot wear.
Then you would not be able to wear.
Right, exactly. Right. If jackets were edible, very good. If jackets were edible, you'd not be able to wear them.
Right.
No one other posik would say such a thing. They would laugh you out the door.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to be a quote for this, but the Rosh, at least the way that I understood when the Beis Yosef quotes, I think it's the same words here. Isn't he talking, if you read the tshuva, about doing schora? It's also do schora with these. These edibles, even if you're doing schorah for their not for edible purposes, but hanoa, private use. If I just happen to make a jacket out of fur, let's say it's an edible fur jacket, let's say or something like that, or I make a jacket out of pork meat, right? I can wear that jacket, but I can't have a business of selling it.
Where do you see that?
Let's keep going.
No, but he's either asking how we let us wear these jackets.
Good. Let me show you here. Please forgive me. Maybe I'm
wrong. You're forgiven already.
Rishami, thank you. Okay, Rishami, I'm here. I'm slow. Here. Kol ha'oros mitzulasos behen schar v'lil b'shoshet v'lil asr l'mashu manechol kol mashu v'lil achila. First of all, I'm going to say, okay. Kol shishur d'vi Torah asr lasos b'schar kol avr shishur m'nivrayim mitzulasos b'schar hamar l'malachtu
gadol. Right. Hamar l'malachtu gadol.
Isn't he only talking about the Isser schor, not a personal
hanah. But is there such a thing? There's two ways. When you open up, you see the word schor. So ask the Torah to me. In Chanami, schor is a
example
of hanah. Just because it says schor, it's not muchach, it's only schor. Again, I'm maskim, I would never say such a thing. That's why I said, rov poskim, laugh you out the door.
Right.
But Lemaisa, it does sound like that if you have an edible jacket, you would not be allowed to wear it. That, again, obviously there's no edible jacket. My point
right,
is that,
right. Yeah, right.
Okay, it's not just wearing. How about a different kind of hanah that's not wearing? Then Taka sounds like it would be awesome.
Yeah, see if Mekash gets on this.
That is the push of shot. Now,
so you're saying, according to the Rashba,
I'm asking, I was scared that
all you're saying, according to this Rashba, all hanahs would be asr
from an edible Michael
edible.
Not from the Oros, but from the meat itself.
Right, and therefore I'm asking the question,
yeah.
Why are we then singling this Yisur from all other Yisurim?
Oh. So again, I'm saying that's not a question on me, it's a question on, I think, the Rashba, Chazal, yeah. Whatever. Again, just let me back up. I was hesitant to make such a deal, because I think it's a massive Kiddush.
Okay, but answer my question.
But what's the Shmuel makes this deal already.
Okay.
Now, answer your question. The way I would understand is just, you know, it's Baal Batish, but I would say that the... Yeah. That Michael Suras are more chamer that we've seen in general.
Why? Yeah.
Because Michael Suras.
But I mean, we have examples.
I give you a baich story.
No.
Count him as a lead.
No. But wait a minute. I'm talking about Michael Suras. We have examples. Michael Suras in Nevela.
Nevela is
included in here.
Pasha.
But what about other cases, such as, let's say, for Nazir?
What about
Mutar Bahana?
That's a different kind of Michael Suras.
Why?
because it's not be'etzem ma'ichas asuras.
Well, how do you know? So
it's only also to him. It's
so what?
I'm trying to explain it.
Let's so what? What difference does it make?
All right, you're a brisker.
How
yeah?
many
you're
people?
Brisker? Yeah. That one's more of a gisur gav. This is more of an isur chefza. Is that good?
How do you know?
My point is that this is matan to misalei. This is we're machmer for this for ma'ichasuros. What's another example?
What's another example? Yeah.
The ma'ichasuros. The Gemara says is for because timtum alev. Gemara gufa gives.
Where's the Gemara?
Where's Gemara by Tim Tumalei?
Yeah, where's
there's
the Gemara?
Multiple Chazals.
I like to know the Gemara.
Isn't there the Chazal by, whatever, the Joshua by Tim Tumalei, that the Gemara says that... I'm saying there's a Gemara, it's in Chulin. There's a Gemara in Chulin, but the time is left, I don't know where the Gemara is.
Okay.
But the...
So you give me a Jewish answer.
No, but there are Nafmians. We've seen this before. Because of that.
For instance, I'm sorry.
The poskim, I'm saying, that I'll give you another example.
Using the oil from a trace animal. Use oil for oiling your baseball glove or something like that. You can't do the oil your car or whatever.
According to the Rashi.
Exactly, right. Yeah. That's enough.
Yeah, we know the Nafkamina.
Yeah,
my question is not
right.
That. I want to know the explanation. Right.
To me, it's partial the explanation. I mean, I'm just trying to think of examples where we're more machmer by Michael Zasuros, but we've seen such a thing. I just have to think about it. On top of my head, I'm on record right now. It's hard for me to think. I'm on the spot.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I'm just joking. Yeah.
The passion is something inherent karakoach osir in this. You only reach the level of expression of an isser achila, but there's a latent. There's no objection.
But what about tevel? You know.
I hear the question, but I think that.
What about shviyas? You know.
Shvius taka is bechlavius.
It is.
No, Shvius is this or schor. Oh, you say not this isser.
Yeah, it's not this or isser. You're gonna tell me also din of hana?
Assuming not, but again, it's right. Not this into anything. But the I'm saying that would be my answer. My answer would be that my chasuros we've seen are more chamer. We've seen if you look at poskim who talk about being machmir by the shrutzim question that. Certain things there's more room to be lenient. Certain things that they're much more by arousal very machmir and by machas asuras are very machmir. You don't see people being.
I don't know what you're talking about. We have a principle that you know it's just a yisur. You know, what do you mean by machmir?
The
yisur
of shrutzim is written five times. There's five malchus on shrutzim.
There's no karis there. You know.
There's five. What's it called?
So what?
You're asking bechilev. You're saying bechilev. Is this bechilev bechal? Where it is?
It says beferish,
right? That's a machlokes rishonim. Exactly, very good. But that's a machlokes bechal. Okay, whatever. That's my answer. I think after you can look in the postgim. Postgim write Tumtum Lev even lemaisa by sugyas of mevatelus or chatchila. They talk about it a little bit. They talk about it by sugyas of. There's discussion by sugyas of kapara by when you do it by ones. There's a prima gut not prima gut piska tshuva discusses by being machmir on rov. If to be machmir even though it's something bittel barov to still be machmir because the maisa it's matam to be
slave. All
right,
fine.
That would be my answer. Okay,
okay.
Think about the Rashba. You know,
right.
When he comes back, Mr. Shama, right?
Thanks.
Fine. Okay, now back to Tosis for that. After that interruption, v'im tomar im kein susim chamorim hechi zavnina. Ah, so Tosis asks, what is going on? It's not Tosis' question. It's just Yerushalmi. This is about to quote it. But susim v'chamorim, it's meis b'chol yom. Kol Klai Yisrael makes their living on selling horses and cattle. No, not cattle. Sorry, on selling horses, selling chamorim, right?
Donkeys. Yeah.
This is before the invention of cars.
Mm-hmm.
So now, l'chor, those are us. So you can't eat a horse that you would get malchus, and yet we buy and sell horses all the time. Yeshomar, the b'midi da'achila ma'ari davka, v'yershami m'msechus shviyas, so perichetz parich v'harei gumbol, chumar v'gumbol. Imam asked this question. U'mashani l'mlachlan hen gadelim. Meaning those are gadelim l'mlachlan. Those are not omid la'achila. But something which is omid la'achila, that's what's us. Okay. Let's just now take a step back. What's the Rashi going to say to that? Rashi just explain that exactly. Something that's not omen l'achila, there's no reason to be gozer on that, because you're not going to come to eat it. No one's going to eat a horse because you're selling a horse, right? And that's not happening. But a pig, you started selling pigs, then you could start to eat it, fine, very mistaber. But in the other mahalach, in, let's say you want to say like all the road post game, right? Because like every Balzum, you don't like this whole temple of shtickle. You say, like, what's going on? Why are we doing such things? So, one second. So if you say that it's by everything, and sorry, it's by schora. Sorry, it's by only by schora, not all hanos. Then what's the chiluk? Why? What's the chiluk? The fact that if it's omeid l'malacha, or if it's not omeid l'malacha, is an iser to do schora with meichel sasuros. Why are we here l'adu malacha? Well, so what do you see? Only us to do schora meichel sasuros when it's omeid to be a meichel. But why? Meaning, if you say it's a gzera atu, it makes a lot of sense. But if you say stam that there's an iser schora. So, but why only if it's only la'achila? The mitzvah is an iser by a sus also. Okay, not only la'achila, but it's still aser to eat. Why is it not bechlal the iser? Again, so you could say nechlam. I don't know. That's the drush.
I mean, I mean, the answer is because the live surus, you don't view it as an ochel. It's an animal. It's not an ochel. If you only view it as an ochel when you're going to come to eat it. You're not going to eat a live horse.
Let me ask a question. Horse, do they make what do you do with dead horses? Do you make, is there fur from horses? No.
They make brushes out of the...
Brushes, wonderful. Let's say you have a horse.
Right.
That's dead.
Right.
Right? Can you sell that?
No.
Hashut.
No.
It's not omid l'achila.
So what? No.
You might not want to eat it, but they sell it. In the zoo, they feed cats horse meat. They're not feed them in the zoos, large cats, horse meat.
And would that be b'chal v'yis, sir? I don't think that would be b'chal v'yis.
No, I'm trying to say
that. It's not human food.
It's a Michael. I mean, you might not want to eat
right.
It.
Right. No, it's when the animal is dead, it's a Michael. Okay. But when it's live, what Tos is saying is you don't view it.
I would say it's mutter.
Okay, very nice, but I don't think that's what Tos is saying. Tos is saying omid l'schora means you're not treating it as food, you're treating it as an animal. It's a complete difference. That's the point. That's the lumness of the Torah.
I don't think that is true.
Look, people, there's an Israel say, according to many, that to eat human beings, right? Can you sell an Evan? Yes, you can. He's not an Ochel.
Can
you sell a car, even if it makes it be mutcher, but no. Can you sell it? Maybe not.
And can I prove that you're wrong?
Yeah, go. Do whatever you like. Yeah, I'm ready. Yeah.
Okay. So, let's go on and toast this. Team Tomer, da Amrina b'Meruba, Aser l'Yisrael, l'Gadol Chazirim, Tepik Leid, v'Dereisa Aser, right? So he says, that by Chazirim, the Gemara says, Aser Midir Abanan. Why is it Aser Darabanan? No one can do it anyway, because it's Aser Dereisa. Why did the Aser Darabanan?
Yeah.
Right, because Aser Dereisa took by, right? V'yish Lomar, the Nafkamina, L'Meikim Ba'arur, Taka Inachanami, they just wanted to throw another book at you.
Right.
Inami, Hod asr midaraisa hainu li staker v'lim kor l'nachri lechol. It's only asr midaraisa to buy the pig in order to
make money
out of it, to sell it to a nachri.
Avol
li staker b'shumnan o b'oran lo. But to buy and sell, it's shuman or it's or.
It's okay.
That's okay. It's shuman. Let me ask a question.
Yeah.
It's shuman is a meichel or not?
I don't know.
I'm
probably yes.
Probably yes. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So what did you just see?
Yeah.
It's mutter to sell the shuman, even though shuman is a meichel.
Yeah. So
that's first against what you just said.
Why?
You just said if it's a meichel.
That was in case of horses. We're not talking about horses.
It's
who cares?
A horse or a pig? Let me just
very simple. Because when you're dealing with, come on, Rabbi, no, just relax. Just go slow. Before, when Tosa was talking about the horses, he was talking about live horses, and they weren't eating the horses. They were treating. Just listen to me. They were treating the horses as an animal, as a live thing. Now he's talking about a different thing. He's talking about when the thing is dead, and you're using the parts of a dead animal. That's a different story.
Okay, I'm asking, what is the heter? You have shuman of a pig. Okay,
right.
That I'm almost positive is bichlal. I am positive. It's bichlal the iser. If you would eat that, you would be over get malchus. If you eat the or, I don't know. But if you eat the either shuman, that is a mecha. I'm pretty sure that would be makabel tumba. I mean, right? So
what's Tosa saying?
This
is a different thing.
Right. So what's
a different answer. These are two different points.
What's
on
this?
Like
you
this.
Don't like the... What's on this?
There are two things.
No.
The animal's alive is basically a machine.
Right, exactly.
The animal's dead, then the animal is a ochel, but it can be used for ochel or used for ochel.
Right.
So if you're selling these, like this.
So what's the heter? I'm not asking
right.
What's the heter.
Right,
the heter, once it's dead, you mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Because the only iser is selling it for consumption.
Right.
Okay, I'm asking. Very good,
right.
Very good. So now
and
it's
the
not
oil is not
so what
did
the other quarter say? What did the other quarter say? Right, he's getting closer. So what did you just say? You said it's not that it's not also just to sell a mice. Because even though this is my fine. It's usher to sell a something which is omeyed for consumption.
Right.
Even if it is a
michael,
if it's
the purpose of consumption.
Right.
Fine. If it's even if it's royal consumption, but no one eats that, everyone's gonna use that for whatever soap, that's okay. Right, that's what you said.
It's not for the purpose of consumption.
Good.
Right.
What's pshat? The Torah said it's usher to sell maicholos asuros lechatchila. Why is that mutter? Mehecha taste.
Which, in other words, if you say it's deraisa, you're saying it's
if it's
derabana,
and you
understand the exera, there's not a shot.
So you say it's deraisa, to sell machos asuras deraisa, where in the world did they get that from? Which bird told him that?
The fact that there's a chilik between the purposes, you're saying. Whether a purpose is a chilik and a purpose is not, you're saying?
Right. That's what I'm asking. You have a question?
Well, I'm telling you, the answer is how you treat it. If we're treating it as an okal or not.
What bird told you such a thing? Why is it true?
Like, well, because the whole concept...
The
whole idea, of this din, that you're not supposed to do schora, is because you are... promoting it's a like a gather of the achila. It's an extension. It's something it's something that leads to the achila.
Promoting it, we mean promoting it.
It's like
you're encouraging.
You're selling the achila.
Good. I'm going to say that in a little bit sharper. I think.
Okay.
You can't get hana. It's not hana from this chefza. That's what I'm trying to answer. Not iser hana from this chefza because I know you could. It's usher to eat, yet you're allowed to sell it. So what's pshat? It's an iser hana from its achila. You can't get the hana of its achila. You can't get enough of its achila if you eat it. That's definitely usher. You'll get malchus for that. Mm-hmm. And you can't get the hana of its achila, and you can't sell it for achila.
Abstract concept of achila. Okay, very good.
You know what I'm saying?
Very good.
It's an iser hana on the achila.
Very good. Very nice.
Wait a minute.
But all hanas are extension of achila, so I understand what you're saying.
Right.
Then you could say everything in the world is like that. How is this different?
Because usually... No, I'll tell you, very question.
Yeah.
Let's say you have a... chametz.
Yeah.
Chametz, right? So chametz should not eat. It's a karis, right?
Yeah.
Now, can you sell chametz? No. Now, can you, burn chametz in order to get light? No. Right?
Right.
Now, what's the pshat that burning it to get light is an extension of the chila?
Yeah.
The chora of the pshat is that just like I'm b'mekabel hana in one way through eating it, I'm mekabel hana in another way through getting light from it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But I'm mekabel some kind of hana from this chefza.
Yeah.
That's what's awesome.
Yeah.
Over here, that's good for the point. Over here, being mekabel hana from this pig is not usher. Because the Torah didn't usher the pig. It ushered eating the pig.
Yeah.
So the only thing, you cannot makabel hana from its eating. The only way to makabel hana from its eating without eating it is by selling it for eating.
Very good.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. So inechav, it is an iser hana. It's an iser hana from its achila.
But I don't understand. Look, there's a whole... No. There's a whole idea that you could say every Isur Hana is an extension of Achila. I don't understand why this is different.
That's different.
Why? Why is it different?
In that case, Hana you're getting Hana from Ochil, but unrelated to Achila. Let's say you burn Chametz for heat, right? Or you take this Shuman and you use it for the skins for football or something, right? So is it anything with Achila? No, it doesn't. It happens using a Michael in a different way, not for Achila. Nothing to do with consuming.
No.
It happens to be a Michael.
So.
In this case, though, you're selling this to people to consume. They're being nana from their consumption.
So what's the chila?
That is the chila.
You're being nana from from the achila function of this meichel, as opposed to being nene from the shem, from the or from the heat function of the meichel.
You can't be nene from its shem, from its achila.
You can be nene from the shem ochel. You can't be nene from the achila function.
Right. You can't be nene from its achila ability. From its achila, you can't be nene. You can be nene from the object by a normal isra na. You can't be nene from the object. Any hana from the object is kain a is mukava from the object. Over here, no isra mukava from the object. There's isra mukava from the achila. So you can't either eat it and you can't sell it for ocho. I mean to eat it.
I don't hear the chila. To me, this is all
the same thing.
Same.
I'll explain. I'll say one more time.
Yeah.
By chametz.
How do we ever say? What's this whole idea of saying that hana is an extension of
chila? I'll try again.
Yeah.
So, by when hana is an extension of the chila, the way I understand that is saying is that basically, in what way basically? Push it. What do the words mean? Hana is an extension of the chila. What does that mean? In what way is burning chametz in order to get light an extension of eating the chametz?
Yeah,
it's very hard to understand.
What's the connection,
right? Mm-hmm. So that's not even so hard. You could say it's consumption in another way. But whatever. My point is that let's say you use it for football. You use chametz. You make a football out of chametz and you play football with it. That's gonna be usher, right? As long as it's keder chana, right? So how in the world is that achila? It's just not. Right?
Yeah.
So the way I understand that, it's just like achila is a certain way of being
benefiting.
Makabel, benefiting
using,
from the chafza.
No.
So to all being a Kabbalah's benefit from the chafza.
Right.
Benefits are lumped onto the chafza.
Right. They're all different kinds of benefits. The Rambam writes, right? The famous Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs by
Vasa
that achila is one of the hanos, but there's you can't be nana from this object. It means that they're all kain achila, because achila is only one of them.
No, but the Rambam is the opposite, because the Rambam is understanding the ikar is the hana, and achila is just one example. Here we're going in the reverse, where we're assuming that the ikar is the achila, and the hana is just an extension of the achila. So then once you say it's a hosafa, then all hanas are hosafas.
No.
Why are you distinguishing?
I hear you saying, if I explain, that by the chametz, you can't eat that thing, you can't make makabel any type of hana from it. So the isser, the cheftza that's usser to get hana from, you can't make makabel from this entire cheftza of chametz in all ways. You can't make makabel in any way from that cheftza, right? But by amaychos asuros, by pig, it's not that the cheftza, you can't get hana from this cheftza. That's incorrect, that's not true. You're allowed to get hana from pig. I will say it again, you're allowed to get enough.
Okay,
from
we got it, we
right?
got it.
What are you not allowed to get enough from? Imagine in this pig, hidden in this pig, like a kilu, a certain part of this pig kilu, is its achila.
Yeah.
That's its own chefta in the pig. There's the pig at large, and then there's the achila of the pig.
Right.
There's the achila ability of this pig,
right?
That aspect of the pig, that chefta, the kilu put a circle around in a certain part of this pig, the achila function of this pig, that chefta you can't get hana from. That is what you can't get. But so the kilu is exactly what, but not the whole chefta is aser like by chametz. Just that function is aser in achlami. That iser is exactly the same as the one by.
So then I don't understand. How do we ever have? No. Let me finish.
Oh, sorry.
So how can there ever be a shita that says that hana is really an extension of achila? We should never have such a shita, because if you're telling me that the I'm talking about Machal Asuros.
I know, so you're asking me not to Machal Asuros. I'm trying to explain. By Isuri Hana, it's not just the Achil ability which the Torah asked. That's the whole point. It didn't just ask for the Achil ability, it asked all Hanos.
But I'm asking according to those Rishonim. Listen to me. I'm saying according to those Shitas, where the Lamdus is, that it's not just Aser Bahana. But the reason it's Aser Bahana is because we view the Hana as an extension.
What does that mean? Explain what that means.
What it means is
the word extension of Achila, when you're throwing a football, I do not understand. Explain what that means.
It means as follows. The Iker, there's a primary form. Hana is a lot of examples. There are a lot of forms of Hana. Achila happens to be the primary ikar form of hana. And once the Torah tells you that you're not allowed to get the ikar form of hana, namely the achila, the Torah extends it and tells you, you know what, you can't get other forms of hana as well.
Fine. Isn't that the same as the
so
opposite?
Therefore,
so over here, the Torah didn't do that.
That's the
over here, the Torah didn't tell you. I'll explain, but fine, if that's how you understand that, that's fine. I'm fine with that. So you by Michael by Isurina, you can't get Hanaf Nechila, and you can't get all and extension all forms of
right,
Hanaf, right?
Right.
But by Michael Surya, it did not say that. Torah right. said you can't get Hanaf from Mitzachila, and you can't get Hanaf from Mitzachila. That's it. You can't get enough from Tzachila, period. That's all it said. By normal Michael Isuriana, it said you cannot get enough from Tzachila, nor can you get like an extension of that. You can't get enough
but
from
I'm asking
extension.
You the conceptual difference.
The conceptual is extremely
what's
different.
What's the chilah? You're not telling me the chilah.
Yeah,
what's
but
Gordon,
he knows you better to fight. I don't know what's going on.
What's the halam de
shechila? Is when we say extension of the chilah, don't think that it means that the hanoah is somehow a form or a metamorphosis of the chilah. It's not. It qualitatively has nothing to do with the chilah.
So then what is it?
The Torah asked the chilah, and the Torah lumped something else onto that. Say it asked for machilah, and it's also asked for all these other additional things. But not that they have the same qualities of chilah. Not the same quality of chilah.
So then what is it?
Like you just said.
Hosafa.
What did you just say? I'm just listening to you. Hosafa on the chilah.
You can't eat it, and you can't do anything else with it either. But the other things are not parts of the chilah or types of.
But if they have nothing to do with the chilah, why would the Torah ever ask for those other things?
How do you answer that question? You
can't
just
simply say, "Oh, the Torah
lost
other things."
From your question, it sounds like you really don't understand what it means that it's an extension of the Yisrael. That's what it sounds like.
I understand.
That's what you don't understand.
No.
So explain that sentence, and whenever you explain that sentence, I will answer your question.
No, Rafi. What I'm trying to tell you
is exact words you use.
No.
Just explain one more time in two sentences max. Explain what it means that the Isra Hana in general is an extension of the Isra Achila. Explain what and use Medioc words.
What that means is that any Hana you get is viewed as connected to the Achila.
Fine, whatever. I'm not sure what that means, but I will use those words.
Okay.
So by and therefore they're Usr.
Yes.
Fine. So
once you say that, so then how can you possibly, you know, emphasize
the
over
connection
here?
is a loose connection, right?
Right.
By Michael Zeros, the Torah did not tell you to
use that.
Did not ask for loose extensions. It asked for only strong connections, right?
Okay.
That's how you understand things. So then it asked Achila and Hanas Achila, because that's a very strong connection, right? The other connections are much more loose.
Right.
That makes sense?
Right.
So that Hana is Aser, and the other loosely connected Hanas are Mutter.
Okay.
Period. So therefore, over here, it's Aser only to get Hana from the Achila. How do you get Hana from Achila? Either by eating it, or by selling it to eat. Because then you're getting Hana from Achila, because of its Achila ability, you're getting a Hana. So that's a very strong connection. All the other type of hanos, that over here, the Torah didn't answer. All the loose connections, it didn't answer.
Okay.
Now you like it?
No.
Oh, Baruch Hashem. Fine. So then let's just finish up. So basically, now an answer. That answer, I was gonna say whatever. I have other rayas, whatever. But this is good for now. So that would answer the question of the Torah Tumima. Why did the Rishonim and the Gemara use the lashon of the Isra? It's Isra Anav. It's only an Isra of Schora. Shariz, the Schora Echnami. It's Aser B'Schora because that is the only way you can get Hana from the Achila Shabo. Those mamish Hanuha. Baruch Hashem, Baruch Shekivanu.